I'm standing now with a gentleman who's brought this day together, and I just want him to introduce himself and just tell us a bit about why the event has come together and also why it's been such a special day, because it has.
Okay, yeah, I'm Mike Chitty. I wouldn't say I brought it together. I mean, on the day I facilitated it and kind of did the ringmaster bit, but I think it was Emma and the Axis people, yes, and the PSL people that did all the run-up. I just really enjoy the methodology. I mean, I'm not an artist. I'm interested in art, and I like artists, got a lot of artist friends. I'm not an artist, but I just know that once you put people in this space where they structure their own conversations, they talk about the things they want to do with their peers, and they inquire collectively into issues that are facing them, you start to get some really interesting conversations. And when I've done hundreds of these events now, and they never let me down. Open space just works as a methodology. It's nice.
It's been the nearest thing that I've come across to it is the bar camp, but it's just more than the bar camp in terms of the content that's come out of today.
Yeah, I think this open space methodology goes back to the 1970s. I think a guy called Harrison Owen, and I think a lot of the bar camp and pod camp stuff has kind of borrowed from the methodology and then tweaked it a bit. But I would say without really understanding the deeper sort of almost psychodynamics of what goes on at this place. You know, what this is about is human beings coming together unscripted, unprepared, and having a joint inquiry. It's not about people coming with something to talk about or with something to present. And I think often, you know, the sort of bar camp, structure involves people coming with a short presentation or something they want to say and almost pitching for business. Here it's just, here's something that interests me, let's inquire. Mm. You know, and I think there's a certain special magic that happens when it's that spontaneous. And of course, you continually are renegotiating the program as the day goes on. So yeah, after the first couple of conversations, you realize you need to talk about something else, you just add it to the mix. And if other people want to go there too, they go there too. So it's got a fluidity that I like the bar camps and the pod camps and the hack days and all that sort of stuff, but I think sometimes a bit more understanding of really what's happening in terms of building the group's ability to solve its own problems, to run its own process.
Going around the room and people introduce themselves to say why they're here, the sense of adventure and curiosity of what this medium can do for them was just very nice to hear. And I know for artists, the reason why I like working with artists is that once they get social media and people think, you know, once you've looked inside under the bonnet, the creativity that comes out of it. So, you know, are you aware of sort of the art conversations that have happened? Do they have other conversations through this methodology?
Yeah. Well, the open space methodology, we've explored all sorts of things. You know, social media, we've done it in technology circles, we've done it in entrepreneurship circles. So you can have leadership, you can talk about anything in open space. It'll work really well. With the artists, what was really interesting with the introductions was that a number of them were motivated actually by fear of missing out on something. So they'd seen all this buzz about social media and they weren't doing it. It's like, shit, what am I missing out on? And that's a bit of a weak place to start, really. And I think maybe we need to do something that really helps people see it being used and showcase it. So, I mean, I work with artists who will be having web chats or Skype chats going with followers, people that enjoy their artwork when they're in the studio creating. Mm-hmm. And they'll talk to their followers about why they're doing a certain thing, why they're using a certain technique. And so they engage people far more in the production of their art. They'll crowdsource ideas for their art. They'll really build the process of social media into the production process and not just about marketing the end product. So I think, you know, once you start to understand how this is really just another medium for education and for communication and for sourcing ideas and for floating ideas, it really can add to the sort of creative process, whether you're an artist or a business person or, you know, whatever you're doing. It just sort of feeds the human soul relatively easily, I would say.
Thank you very much. Just before we go, again, nice and pronounce your name, your Twitter name if you have one, and the address if people want to find out more about the Open Space Project.
Okay, my name is Mike Chitty, and my Twitter name is @MikeChitty. To find out more about the Open Space Project, the best thing to do is probably just look it up on Wikipedia. Just look at Open Space Technology. And that'll give you an introduction, and there's plenty more on the web out there. Or just send me a message on Twitter and I'll point to some stuff.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.